Roundtable. I'm Pastor Lou with the River Church.
Praise God. Pastor Andrew here with you.
Hey, Pastor Andrew, with your little boxing gloves over there, buddy.
Boom. Yeah. I'm ready to rumble.
And, of course, we have the special guest. Sorry. You've been our special guest for a long time.
Yep. The Jerry's kid in the middle, Joel Pulowski, retired lieutenant colonel. Still,
dang, look at that.
Still hanging out. Still stuck in the middle, by the way.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
They had a saying for this back in the day, mm-hmm. but, yeah. you know, we're family friendly, so I can't say it.
Okay.
But I am sitting on the hump, so to speak.
Yes.
If you know what that is?
You're, just in
you're
the
old.
It's where the transmission and the drive line
you're
is.
You're old.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyway, world. Welcome. Welcome, yeah. KSLM 104.3 FM, 1220 AM. KSLM.news. If you want to catch a rebroadcast, and we're going to talk about everything today. And so today is Saturday when you're seeing this. But we're actually doing this Friday afternoon because we are time traveling, and we'll all be at the Riverfront Park when this is broadcast. And we'll be hanging out, having a great event, celebrating what we're calling Devil Stomping Head Day in the middle of Holy Week.
Yeah,
after Easter,
Good Friday
yesterday / today, and Easter tomorrow. And so this is awesome. I'm just, you know, hanging out. We got some power drinks and, you know, Pastor Lou just finished off his giant bologna sandwich covered in Miracle Whip, which is probably the whitest thing I've ever seen eaten.
That's very wonderful. That's very
so that's where we're going. All right, because he accused me of being colorblind earlier, and so I just wanted to let him know that I wasn't.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't think you actually were.
Praise the Lord.
So praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Let's do that for sure.
Do we got anything else to talk about today?
There's actually quite a bit that is on the docket. I mean,
I heard about some things.
You heard some things?
And whatnot.
Yeah. Might have even saw something.
You might have saw some. We got to have fun with this.
Yes.
You know. So what is the verse that covers Holy Saturday?
A Holy Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, the Saturday in between Good Friday and Easter.
Oh, we're not familiar with them.
That's what it's called.
The religious things.
I don't know. I was never Catholic.
Me either.
Well,
go ahead and share with us.
Go ahead and share with us.
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Okay. I was an altar boy. I didn't actually get to read the thing.
Yeah.
I had to carry it around.
That was kind of the point, I think. Usually.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I lit candles. Yeah.
You have Good Friday. You have the, you know, Jesus being buried. And then there's the time in between where he
was down, you know,
was down kicking devil fanny.
Mm-hmm.
Stomped. It says that, well, if you wanted to do a set verse for the Saturday, what it would be is that he bruised his head with his heel and he took the keys of death and life.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says he took captivity captive, which is Abraham's bosom, and took him all to heaven. And so those that were in hell were judged righteously, and those that were in Abraham's bosom were judged righteously. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus died and rose again on the third day, and that's what we'll celebrate on Sunday is the resurrection day of Christ.
Amen.
Of Christ being resurrected on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I know people get upset with the term Easter, so I'll say resurrection day or the third day of the Jesus rose again day.
Yeah. So what
why do people get upset with Easter?
Because they you know what happened was is that you have the you had like the Roman Catholic Church, you had like the Church of England, and you had other churches figures that took pagan holidays and made it so that they were Christian holidays.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Reappropriation.
Yeah, it's reappropriation. That's what happened with Christmas and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Easter, the egg has to do with fertility and everything else. Yeah. Well, then tell me what it was. Mm-hmm. Be glad to hear.
Mm-hmm. It's a day Jesus came back to life.
Well, it's true, but the name Easter is derived from a pagan holiday.
Mm-hmm. It's not actually from the resurrection of Christ. It was appropriated
by the church.
It was at the same time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how all of it correlates with one another, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't, of course, you know, worship the bunny or eggs, mm-hmm. so it's not a big deal.
Right. Bait. It's bait on a hook.
Yeah. So
I haven't ever worshipped a bunny. Yeah. I've eaten a few.
Yeah, I have never worshipped a bunny either.
I haven't had bunny in a long time. I had some when I was a youngster. My neighbors raised meat bunnies.
Are we live online right now?
We are inadvertently.
So
why are we live? We're not supposed to be live today.
Yeah, there was a thing.
You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not live. So I did learn something. I did learn what the Greek word, mm-hmm. and I can't even begin to pronounce it.
Tedelestai.
Yeah, that word mm-hmm. right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're live on Facebook right now, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's good.
You have to reboot the whole program.
Yep.
Oh.
It accidentally came on.
So, cool. Mm-hmm. Hi, Facebook world.
Yeah,
you're seeing the future.
Yeah, you're seeing the future.
Half of our viewers are going to be busy tomorrow. Won't be able to watch.
They won't be able to watch anyway. So, I don't get into all of this because, you know, people want to argue all of these things, but it doesn't bring anybody to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to stand on a street corner and yell, you know, Easter is a pagan holiday, and people go, you know what? Because you've done that, I think I want to serve Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't do that.
Right.
And so, you know, people get hung up on all kinds of things, and, you know, and they're like, God can't work in that. Well, he does. And I've done this too long. Mm-hmm. You know, man with experience is not at the mercy of a man with an opinion. And so whatever you want to do, just go ahead and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. God's been working miracles in my life lately. So
amen.
I don't actually have any. I got no complaints. And the argument is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if he can do what he's done in my life in the last 6 months, he can turn your life around too.
I mean, last year's event had right around 8,000 people at it, mm-hmm. and I mean, a few people were, you know, complaintive about things because their kids didn't get eggs or the kids were a little bit rowdy, but we weren't expecting that many.
Mm-hmm.
We were only expecting about 2,500 people.
Yeah, it blew up.
And it blew up, and a whole bunch of people showed up, and so this year we're prepared ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
For all of that, and even while you're listening to this on KSLM, you could actually run down to the Riverfront Park and partake.
Amen. That'll be great.
Because we're still here.
Because mm-hmm. it's going on right now.
Right now. Right now. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live right now, then you can come join us tomorrow.
That's right.
Yes.
But it just comes down to, you know, it's about the community.
Yeah.
And it's speaking a language. You don't go into a foreign nation and speak a language that they don't speak.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're illegally here in the United States. Yeah. Then you just go ahead and feel free to speak whatever you want and go ruck up to the federal authorities, and they will give you free Uber rides everywhere you want to go and a lot of money and free holiday parties, too, I understand.
Free holiday parties.
Free mm-hmm. holiday parties. And yeah, I got this list, and it's insane.
And a plane trip.
Yeah, plane trips.
What is a free holiday party?
Yeah, that I don't know. It doesn't say. Go. That's the issue, though. In which holidays, too?
It's always a question. Of your choosing. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Free tax. This one kills me. Free tax preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
For what?
For people that are non-citizens.
Right. Why? For non-citizens. And why do they do that? So they can get a child tax credit, the earned income, which is basically a welfare payment, a couple grand.
Right. Free.
But why do they hit, what is
it? Why would somebody do that?
Why would our government give out free money to people who are here illegally?
I think you guys are being unfair.
We're being unfair. Well, you know, we don't want them starving to death.
I love that.
They have to
smile.
Vote Democrat.
If you're listening on the radio
right
now.
If they starve to death, then, you know, they can't vote.
Cassidy.
Well, wait a minute.
Has a very
That's not true. I take that back.
Schmug smile.
Yeah, our government has our best interest in mind.
Our government is doing its best job to replace us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It is.
No, I don't think so.
I have data from the Philadelphia Fed, which is not the government, believe it or not, that shows that literally every job created in the last 3 years went to a migrant, went to someone from outside the United States. And they were directly replacing U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm. With what?
In the jobs.
With migrants. What?
In their
illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe that's happening.
In other words, not somebody that had gained citizenship or even had a work visa.
Well, there are different ways to control inflation.
Mm-hmm.
You can increase interest rates. We've done that as much as we can.
Yeah.
And if they increase interest rates anymore, the economy is going to come crashing down. And we're already, you know, over $1 trillion in interest payments every year right now. So it's bigger than a defense budget interest payments.
Yeah.
Right now. Anyway,
say that again a little slower.
So the defense budget is smaller than interest payments on the U.S. debt now.
And the defense budget is relatively
nearly
large.
Nearly $1 trillion.
Yeah.
The interest payments are $1.1 trillion. and that snuck up on us because it happened so fast. We're adding $1 trillion of debt roughly every 100 days right now. And that's not stopping anytime soon.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Just in case you're wondering.
And so that adds to the inflation. But to keep the inflation down, one of the big ways you can keep the inflation down is bring in people who will work for less money. Because when you have inflation, then you have people asking for more money. And you saw that Portland teacher strike, UAW strike, you know, where the UAW got a 40% pay increase.
Mm.
All right. But don't worry. Joe Biden wants to kill the U.S. Auto industry by making them make electric vehicles.
100%.
Basically by 2032. So they'll all be out of work and they won't make any money then. Right. They'll be cheap.
Yeah, 2034, Oregon has said that, you know, all vehicles will be electric in Oregon.
Absolutely 100% unsustainable.
Yeah. Yes. So if you want that, keep voting Democrat because it's going to work out well. It really is.
Yeah.
All right.
That and electric stoves, you won't have any gas, natural gas because it leaves too many particulates. And so then I talk about, you know, cuisine that comes from south of the border and how you're going to deal with the methane.
Oh, there it goes. I just heard that. I heard that.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, we'll just have to outlaw bean burritos.
Good luck with that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure then there will be an uprising.
Deacon Neal is like, what? You can't do that. No.
There'll be an uprising.
No more breakfast burritos for you.
And Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, Taco Bell, we're going to have to shut down Taco Bell, too.
South of the border.
Bing. Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, too many particulates in the air.
So, yeah.
Too many particulates.
The one that I found very interesting within a lot of this that we're talking about was the number of flights, and I briefly mentioned it, the number of
flights that are
sponsored of people that don't even have to come across the border that we are paying for them to be flown in to the country, over 300,000.
Can you show that video?
Literally the entire population of the Salem-Keizer area has been flown in by
the government. That's larger than Marion County's population.
Yeah, go ahead and show the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way, you know, because I like this that we can back things up now with this.
Yeah.
Because before it wouldn't work technologically for us.
We were technologically
challenged.
Technologically.
That's okay. Yeah, so, I mean, we're talking about a bunch of things here. And these are people that are coming in. Some of them are coming here economically.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are not. Mm-hmm. All right, and I'll draw your attention to the tens of thousands of military-age males, Chinese, who have come across the border in the last year and a half.
Right.
All right.
Or even people from
who
the Middle
East. Who did not bring a family with them.
Yeah.
If you're coming for economic reasons, you bring mom and the kids.
Right.
If you're coming for some other reason, you don't.
Right.
All right. And so when we say this is an invasion, that's why.
Right.
All right. Sorry, they're not carrying a rucksack and wearing an army uniform and carrying a rifle.
Well, we're going to provide that.
But all of that's available here.
Yes.
They don't need to bring it with them. It's already here.
Right. Nope.
So that's part of it.
Yeah.
And the other part as well is that when you see what's happening with things like fentanyl, which is coming into the United States, but not really anywhere else, coming through Mexico, but not in Mexico. All right. It is. And the Chinese Communist Party has said this openly. You know, it's basically their version of the opium wars waged on the United States. And I'm like, go pick on Great Britain. We didn't do that to you. You know, but they won't do that because we're the big dog.
Well,
and so that's the reason why we're getting it.
Right. But Great Britain and many of the European nations have their own set of issues because of migrants also. Many of their countries, though, that are already on this swing of if we don't do something different very soon, we're actually going to be underneath and we'll be taken over by.
It might be too late for the continent.
Right.
Are you able to play videos?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Not working. So then there's also this a new bill that's coming through on the federal side to give migrants the ability to serve in the U.S. military to expedite their path to citizenship.
Oh, well, yeah, that's just because, you know, Americans don't want to be in the army anymore and work for Joe Biden and his and the oligarchs.
Yeah, so you're talking about though of literally what is the highest percentage? There was a figure and we went over it at one point of
people born outside the United States living in the United States right now, 15.5%, highest it's ever been.
Yeah. 15.5%.
Yes.
So what is a required number in that? And that
is 13.7 million illegal immigrants at this point.
Mm-hmm. Out of 350 million population or whatever.
Yes. 370. And that's the estimate. That's the known number. There's an additional unknown on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got that going on. And you can.
There we go.
So we're live somewhere. In the room, but yeah, and this is all the plan, if you will. The American middle class is the wealthiest. They're as a collective whole are the wealthiest people on the planet. All right, you can take all the billionaires together on the planet, put them together, and it does not equal or even come close to what the American middle class controls in terms of economic power. All right. It took like one weekend for the American middle class to crush Bud Light. All right. They rolled out, you know, old Dylan in a little tiny thing, and people were like, nope, not buying Bud Light anymore. Yeah, I'm done.
Right.
And that was it. Bud Light was toast. All right. If we as the American middle class decided to flex our economic muscle.
Hello.
All right. Whatever it is dies. All right. It doesn't matter. If we all decided that we were only going to buy Ford F-150s from now on, okay, GM and Dodge would be dead in a week. All right. And that's just an example.
Right.
I'm not picking on any Dodges or GMs.
No, I mean,
neither am I.
That's been shown also with what happened last year, for example, with Yellow Freight, right? The largest LTL, less than truckload, trucking company in the United States, and in 1 week bankrupt because of people deciding not to use them to ship because of fear of union repercussions of threats of going on strike. So they said, "Oh, we're not going to play with the unions," and so they quit using just by simply not using them for a week.
Yep.
Boom. And that's what you're talking about is this is the power of the people.
Well, even Disney, Disney got a big hit.
Disney
all
has,
this, because of the whole scandals that they've been under. They've gotten a huge hit also.
And so this is
why you
this,
see 10,000 commercials for Disney.
Right. That's why it's so important for us to, and I believe even, for us, the way with the reach that we have on whether it's Facebook, X, YouTube, over the radio, you know, on the internet, being able to download and listen for people to understand that this is not a, a Republican or Democrat thing. This is an American issue.
It's not.
This is something that if you actually want to consider calling yourself an American for much longer, then there needs to be something that changes in the way you're voting. Because what's happening is the people are consenting for their lawmakers, their elected officials, or they've made poor decisions in electing officials who are now absolutely
You're being
abusing.
So generous.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know me. I'm very gracious.
I just simply no longer can believe that, you know, it's unintended consequences.
No, it's not that. It's that's what I'm saying is that people are, you know, people don't, I don't think that the American public in general doesn't realize how dumb they're being with the people that they're electing is what I'm trying
to
say.
Well, no, it's because you have ideologies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your ideologies are moving people to vote a certain way, even mm-hmm. though they disagree with maybe how it's being done.
Right.
It says that, you know, my ideology is that, you know, I like the video I had beforehand, you know, hands across America.
Yep.
You know, where we all got to get along. Well, the reality is that getting along is not agreeing with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when people start saying you have to agree with me, that doesn't even work in marriage.
No, there's a faction in the Republican Party that is like, if you don't agree with us 100%, then we're going to cast you out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can't have any kind of serious political movement with that kind of litmus test around it. Never works.
You can't even have a successful nation with everybody agreeing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's impossible.
Mm. Yeah.
You got somebody that's colorblind and somebody that isn't. They're never going to agree on the right color.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that you're going to agree on all of these policies? And it comes down to the government would get their fingers out of everything, but you can't because now everybody's making way too much money. It's a money maker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they're making too much money. And with that money comes power. And then it goes to their head. And you have a bunch of narcissistic people that have never worked a day in their life other than having an ideal. And, you know, then they go into government and they think this is what everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that way, you're an idiot.
There's a problem.
You have a problem. You're an uneducated redneck, or you're an uneducated fool that you have no idea of how reality actually works. When actually, that's the person that if they didn't work, you wouldn't have plumbing in your house.
Yeah, we saw.
You think that your water works because you turn on a faucet. You think that your sewer works because you flush the toilet. You think your electricity works because you flip a switch. You think your refrigerator works because it's plugged into a wall. And all of that takes somebody that is behind the scenes that is actually making all of those things function.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't believe those people are worthy of an opinion. Well, what if everybody in public works took, you know, 5 days off?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody from service industries just took a week off on the same time. What would happen? When we had the rallies that were going on in front of the Capitol, and I was encouraging people to, you know, call in well and people not to show up, and they did. People didn't show up. It was closing. They had problems in the schools just because 5 or 6 people left the school for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They didn't know how to teach the kids. They had custodians in the classroom covering the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened when the service industry just shuts down and things go to a robot? Who's going to fix your plumbing at your house?
The robot's going to come out and fix your plumbing?
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
No, because they don't wear pants. You have to have a guy.
And they have no crack.
You have to have a guy that has a plumber crack. If he doesn't have a plumber, he's not a real plumber if he doesn't have a plumber crack.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah. That's a qualification. Like when they go to school, they teach them how to wear their pants.
It's true. Exactly. Yeah. We saw.
Get a degree in it.
Then we saw what happens when.
It's where you keep your spanner at.
Yes. That's you see, Tuesday or early Tuesday morning, about 1:30 in the morning, we saw what happens when competence And that's the best explanation I have for the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsing that I've seen is that the ship, the dolly that hit the pylons on the bridge and collapsed it, it had power failures. And when it was docked, they attempted to make some fixes, but the ship itself was built with very low redundancies, the minimum necessary to be able to operate in U.S. waters. It was a single screw ship. So when you restart it, that torque of restarting the engine and stuff twists the whole ship and turns it, which is why it turned so hard there towards the end. And of course, they dropped the anchor, and I think it was the port anchor. And the description that I heard was like dropping a piece of thread to try and stop a school bus.
Yeah, well, it's a a 109,000 ton.
Yes, that's 100,000 tons plus.
Yeah, that's ship. That's the empty ship.
And no, that was the fully loaded ship.
Well, no, they said that number was empty because then it also carries up to 10,000 shipping containers.
Yes,
which then that is, but it didn't have that. Its cargo was 4,700 containers. You know, which is...
No, that was a mistake.
Oh, really?
So the way they were counted, so shipping containers get counted in 20 foot increments.
Oh, okay.
And those were, and it had 4,600 40 footers.
So it was 40 full, footers. It was basically
so
full.
So it
was
capacity. Basically full. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So because that's what I thought it looked like it was full. So that would oh, explain that then.
It lost several rows of those when it hit the bridge.
Yeah.
They went in the water and
took a splash.
And stuff is washing up on the shore now.
Yeah, the hazardous material.
Yes.
Yeah. That wasn't too many of them, though, that actually.
Yeah,
that
just, actually just like five off. Or six rows.
Yeah.
Stacked 20 high.
Yeah.
It's crazy how they put those things together. And they're all up there just sitting there, you know, sort of locked into each other. And, you know, and.
Yeah, they anyway. Don't throw chains and straps over them.
Yeah, they don't have like a giant strap or chain that goes over the whole ship.
No.
That would be hysterical. Right. Some guy on the other side, catch, Bob.
it's what the cranes are for.
It's leftover belts from the Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, yeah. And some airplane seat extenders. And there we go. We're good.
What you're talking about, Joel, though, a lot of people understand with these huge ocean-going vessels, they don't actually make a transmission big enough to handle the torque of what's going on. I mean, these things are hundreds of thousands of horsepower, actually.
Oh, yeah.
What they do, and so they're direct drive off the crankshaft of the engine.
Yes.
They actually reverse the engine to run the screw in reverse.
Yes.
They bring it to a stop and restart it in reverse.
Yes, and they did that.
Right, yeah. And so when you're talking about that torque, that's why, because that whole engine starts up. I mean, these engines are like 2 stories tall and, you know, in the size of 3 houses long.
Yes.
You know, massive machines and the torque and all that stuff.
And when you start throwing that much weight around, and I'm talking about the pistons, okay, that's what turns the ship, okay? Because that whole torque is translated out of the engine and into the ship's hull, okay? And it twists the entire ship.
Right. It makes it lean.
That is just insane.
Yeah, pitch.
And also, it was not... frankly, it's incompetence.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't really have any other explanation, and we saw that with Boeing doors that went flying off.
Right.
You know, they were not installed properly, or maintained properly, and this is the system that we have. And now I'm going to give you a reference that Pastor Lou's going to love. We're about a decade behind South Africa in that rule of where. Think the lights are going to turn off. Why? Well, because some guy forgot to fill the Jenny.
Yeah.
You know, and he's napping.
Right.
And, you know, and that kind of stuff. And just that we lost a huge amount of workplace knowledge during COVID as people retired early and, you know, took advantage of
things. We'll be able to pay the bill.
And, you know, now we're in this place where... instead of training 25-year-olds to do the job, that 25-year-old is on the street doing fentanyl, slowly committing suicide, and the guy who's replacing him is a guy who doesn't speak English, who's just moved into the country, and it is paid under the table, below minimum wage, to cut as many corners as he can to keep the cost down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all going to work out well.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. And that's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
And you know, the Boeing stuff is an example, but you're going to see hundreds and hundreds of other examples, and I'm sure you can point some out. I mean, what do the roads look like in your town?
Yeah, not good.
Okay. Just asking.
Right.
I mean, how much money is available for maintenance? Okay. However, you know, $8.5 million in grants was just approved by the legislature to 23 organizations to protect and increase access to abortion care here in Oregon.
That's what I'm saying. It's ideology.
So why was that money given to...
What if you gave $8.5 million, mm-hmm. million, right?
Yeah, $8.5 million.
To adoption agencies to be able to adopt kids.
Yeah, yeah. Why That's not expand racist. And make adoption easier and better and promote life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, why do you promote death? I'm sorry, that's what abortion is. It's promoting death.
It really is. It
okay,
is.
Actually, I'm not sorry. Mm-mm. Not sorry at all.
Mm-mm. No, it promotes death, and the people yeah. that would probably be watching what we're talking about agrees with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it just comes down to, you know, like when, and I've shared this story before, and I'll share it again,
mm-hmm.
when, you know, my girls are adopted.
Yes. I was adopted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
That explains a lot. Yeah. I know.
No, it doesn't. It's awesome. I actually have mm-hmm. you know a real soft spot in my heart when it comes to all of that, just because of my own girls. Mm-hmm. But you know, mm-hmm. then before Riley came, we went through the state program because you can go through the state program and you can mm-hmm. the adoption is paid for through the state, mm-hmm. all of the bills, all the stuff. So you go through the classes and you go through the class for foster care and all that kind of stuff. And then you pass the class and then they do a home study and they come in and check your home and your home is like, hey, you got a great family. But you don't, you make about $10,000 short to apply for adoption. But you are a great candidate for foster care and we'll pay you.
It's like rent a kid.
An exorbitant amount of money to foster the kid.
Same child.
And I said, so why don't you just pay me the same money you would pay for fostering to adopt the kid, and then that child has a home forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the program doesn't work that way. And that's the exact thing I'm talking about, is mm-hmm. that it's this thing of an ideology. You know, we don't want you to actually have a stable home. What we'll do is that we'll give you foster kids, and we'll be able to come and take them anytime that we want.
Yeah, we'll always keep that
option,
Damocles sword yeah. hanging over your head.
And so, you know, mm-hmm. I'm saying I can't. I'm not built for that. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, some people are. They have a grace for that, and God bless you for that. I don't have that grace. I want to be that kid's father for the rest of their life. And so anyways, I'm not saying that foster parents don't think differently. It's just there is a grace for it. But it just comes down to, you know, if they would take the money and appropriate it correctly for righteousness,
yep,
we would see actually a very healthy community. Because what we're slowly doing is we're killing off people. And that's what they want, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of eugenists that have come in with an ideology that say
that's
this
why
is
you're
the best
sterilizing
thing for the
children.
And that's why they're sterilizing children with the bill. Why did they have to push that bill so hard mm-hmm. with all the opposition that it was getting, but they had to push it through?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why? Why was that so important? And don't tell me because it was for the children's best interest.
Absolutely
because,
not.
You know, there's people when I was growing up that were confused with their gender, mm-hmm. but they weren't pushing it then. How come they weren't pushing it then?
Yeah, I knew girls growing up who were considered a quote-unquote
tomboys.
Tomboy, mm-hmm. okay? But nobody said that they had to, you know, get a surgery and physically change themselves.
Yeah.
All right?
And
as a matter of fact, I don't...
Sterilized.
And sterilize them. I don't remember, to memory, yeah. I can't remember any of them actually doing that, okay?
No,
and two, 3 years later, they were in a prom dress, you know?
Yeah, and then you were like, you know, then everybody's like, well, you know, back then people were really struggling back then. Well, people struggle through every generation.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, people are people, you know, and mm-hmm. well, you know, people are mean with their words. Actually, I have actually had more things said against me since in the past mm-hmm. 15 years than I had ever when I was going through high school. In junior high.
I mean, back then you would just get physically, you know, razzed or
yeah, but you took that as that's just part of how you grew up. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't
character.
It didn't destroy people.
So, no. So you didn't throw ice cubes in the lunch hall? Oh, wait a minute. That was just me. Sorry.
No, we just threw food.
Yeah, people didn't die.
Yeah. People didn't die.
Nobody died. You know, I mean,
no one ever drowned from a, you know, from giving them a swirly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
just brown streaks in their hair.
Jeez.
But somehow I don't think you were ever on the receiving end of one of those.
There was a period there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a period there.
There's a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when we look how
from
all this stuff adds up.
On, no, but.
When you look at, and I came across this because I love statistics. I'm sorry, it's a
problem.
It's definitely a problem. Yeah, but name the top state in the country for all cause excess mortality.
New York,
in the United States in 2023.
You'd have to describe
all cause excess mortality. That means,
what does that mean?
That means statistically unexplained deaths? In excess of what would be expected. Mm-hmm. Now, typically, if you're running above, you have a number, whatever that number, based on your population of people you expect to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And typically it's 0.3%, the actual number comes in like 0.3% under it or 1.3% above it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then in 2020, Oregon was 9.7% above.
Huh.
And in 2021, it was 22% above. In 2022, it was 21.8% above. And last year, it only fell down to 16.5%. Mm-hmm. And over that period, Oregon was number one in the country.
Wow.
Excess death. Hmm. Okay. In terms of percentage over what was expected. And that correlates 100% with the rollout of Measure 110.
That's correct.
By the way.
I was going to say, that's what it's all about.
Okay.
It was cheaper to decriminalize drugs than it was to take care of the mentally ill.
Yes.
So they allowed
if you
them
decriminalize mentally ill, decriminalize the mentally ill. Yeah. If you decriminalize drugs, the mentally ill will go kill themselves.
Right.
In Portland, and you don't have to worry about them. And the rest of the country can ship all their mentally ill to Portland and not have to worry about it.
Right. And that's
it's basically a eugenics program.
It is.
And the crazy thing is they've stated intentionally that, I mean, Oregon was one of the states that was a death by a tourism death.
You could come in here and commit suicide too.
Yes. You can legally commit suicide.
Yeah. You can come in here. Thanks to House Bill 2002, you can come in here at any age. You can come into Oregon any age,
mm-hmm.
10 years old and younger, okay, and get an abortion. From anywhere in the world, no questions asked. And if your parents are, say, from, I don't know, Kansas or New York or Illinois, whatever, it doesn't matter, the state will not tell the parents.
Yeah, well,
there will
actually,
be no notice back to the parents.
It's not even that they made it no notice. They
Why do we have human sex trafficking of children?
They actually criminalized doctors and healthcare workers that would try to tell the parents.
Yes, and
they made it a criminal offense.
Deliberately covering up child sex crimes.
This is what your D
so keep voting D
have done
and wonder why your children get raped.
Right, and murder.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna be, you know, really blunt about that.
Yikes.
Okay.
Wonder
why your daughter can't go for a run at 9 o'clock in the morning without getting raped and murdered and hacked to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where did that happen?
Lake and Riley.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't
in Georgia,
here, but
another high school girl in Michigan. A police officer killed at a traffic stop in New York. That's mm-hmm. this week. Mm-hmm. Lake and Riley wasn't this week, but the other two were.
Oh.
Okay. And there are so many more. And the immigration policies are not going to change. It doesn't matter how much. You know, MS-13 does not exist in El Salvador anymore. It does exist in New York. It does exist in Philadelphia. All right. That's all they did was move. All right. And we let them in. We have whole gangs, move from Venezuela to the Detroit, Michigan area, okay, because the pickings are easier. And our border is so wide open, and we don't check anybody. We don't vet anybody, all right? So if you're in Michigan and there's a Venezuelan gang member who needs a home, the state of Michigan will pay you $500 a month to house that Venezuelan gang member who's here illegally. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Okay. The rape and murder are free. Okay.
So here's an interesting, here's some interesting data. I've just been sitting here compiling some stuff. The numbers have stayed the same from 2021 to 2023, as Mexico being the leading source of origin for immigration into the United States.
Yeah.
But Vietnam used to be number two, and now China is number two.
Oh, shocking.
Of in Oregon.
Yes.
So, like, you know, in 2023, 108,000.
Where did Brown go visit a lot?
Right.
China.
Population. And then here's another interesting number. For the state of Oregon, 420,000, just short of 10%, essentially, of the population of Oregon is immigrants.
You know what I'm going to do, gentlemen?
And this is not against immigrants. This is just the illegal stuff, guys, and the drugs and the criminality and the everything else and the out-of-controlness of it all. And the, you know, stuffing as many people into cities like Chicago and Philadelphia and New York,
Portland.
So you can change the demographics of the area. So when the census comes around in 2020 or 2030, that the Democrats will gather in more electoral votes and more congressional seats. Mm-hmm. All right. They're already plus 13 right now based on illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to run for governor and win. And then I'm going to have an office for my wife with a aide that gets paid $110,000 a year and have state police protect her. And I'm going to hire my cousin Vinny, and he's going to have an office. And I'm just going to have a bunch of people from my family have their own office at the Capitol.
And they get policies. Assistance?
And they all get assistance.
Okay, cool.
And they get an income.
Yep.
And they're going to be have their own detail of protection and help me make policies. Mm-hmm.
So here's some more interesting information.
Can I do that?
I keep going. It sounds like
not
status quo.
Ethically, because if you do, odds are that someone is going to complain about the unethical nepotism that you're exhibiting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then I might end up having have my feelings hurt. I don't want to have my feelings hurt. So
yeah.
I'm not
well, you know, we had Kitzhaber. So we had Kitzhaber give his girlfriend a job.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that was replaced with, you know, when he got out because of that. And then Kate Brown came back in, or Kate Brown came in. Mm. And she, you know, far left and just horrible, worst, least favorite governor in the nation when she left. Mm-hmm. So now what we have with Tina is we have Kitzhaber plus Kate equals Tina and Amy.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Which is
she's even less popular than Kate Brown, by the way.
I wonder if they own a Ford Thunderbird with convertible.
I haven't seen photos of that. Mm-hmm. What I have seen is her wearing a cowboy hat backwards, but, you know. Which is hysterical.
Seems,
but hey.
Anyways, you had something you wanted to share
more data. 400,000 of the 400,000 immigrants, 200,000 are eligible to vote, and 209,000 are naturalized U.S. citizens. So what that means is there's 200,000 illegal immigrants in the state of Oregon.
Yes.
That's. Again, we're talking about like the population of the Salem Kaiser.
The entire population of Marion County is 230,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the sixth largest county in the state.
Yeah. We are not against people, but what we are against is a government that is stripping away the power of its citizenry.
Why are they for read a list and I'm not going to, it's really long, a list of benefits that are going to illegal immigrants. but are not going to American citizens,
mm-hmm.
especially taxpayers. The only thing that we see between that's coming for the taxpayers is taxation and inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, which basically Lenin said that was the best way to get rid of them, the middle class. Okay. And that's the policy of the Democrats is increase inflation and increase taxation. We're 49th in business taxes, 41st in personal taxes here in Oregon.
State of Oregon.
And we just had in the last session, Representative Paul Evans, House District 20, Democrat, propose a statewide property tax and get rid of the restraints on property tax increases in the same motion, in the same move.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Why would you do that? And then we already
have a property tax.
Yes, that's at the county level. But you need another one for the state to impose on you.
You need one from the state. The state needs.
Okay. It was going to be 50 cents.
The state needs their money also, not just the county.
50 cents per assessed thousand. Just to the state.
Wow.
I think
that's on top of.
On top of.
Listen, I think all these programs are really good, and we should be taxed at about 110% of our income. And I think we should rent everything. I don't think we should own anything. We don't have that right. To own anything, because there's people out there that don't have, and it's not fair to them to not have, and you do have. I think it's very important that we pay at least 120% of our income as taxes, so that all these programs, so there'll be free food for people, so they won't starve, and they'll have free transportation
for
120% of our income.
So what
why are you complaining about this whole policy?
I'm not going to complain.
You're hurting my feelings.
I'm just not going to do it.
You're hurting my feelings.
You can tax me 110% at zero income.
I'm going to have to ask you to step back three paces, please, because you're hurting my feelings. You're in my safe space. No, listen. At the end of the day, it comes down to the agenda that they said they're going to do. You're going to rent everything, you're going to own nothing, and you're going to be happy with it because you're not going to have to work a job. Well, you will, but you'll work for the government, and the government will, you know, you won't have to work a full 8-hour day. You'll work a 6-hour day, making just enough to be able to pay the government what they need. 100%,
poverty.
Huh?
Poverty level.
And you'll be okay because they're going to tell you what to eat, when to eat, and how to eat because they're outlawing food all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just came up with a thing that said...
The war on small farmers.
Well, not just small farmers. Also, the war on food, that we waste too much food. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to come up with regulations of how much food you can actually buy for your house. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to buy in excess of certain amount of food. You're going to be able to register your family with the government.
Nor can you create your own food.
No, you can't create your own food. It's a waste.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we can't waste food because people out there, it's the resources of the people. Mm. It's the people's resource. And so you're going to register your family with the government. And if you've got four kids and a husband and a wife or a significant other, they won't use husband and wife, it'll be significant other. Mm-hmm. And you're going to register and you're going to be allotted so much food for that family and that's it. You're not going to be able to buy more food. You're not going to be able to, because you're not going to be able to buy the food. It's going to be on a credit system through your phone or through an app or on your forehead or on your hand. Mm. And you're going to go in and you're going to be able to scan that. And you're going to be able to go get so much food just for you to survive maybe a day, 2 days. And
15 minutes.
And then you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to shop again. And it's because we can't waste the food. And so
they have a word for that.
Then they're going to have a credit score. You're going to go on your social media and you're going to complain about not having enough food for your family. And then your credit score is going to be dipped and your food is also going to be shortened. You're not going to get as much food.
Don't complain.
Don't complain. We're going to cut your food. We're going to cut your heating. We're going to cut your water. We're going to cut your resources.
Yep.
And because it's the people's. It's the people's resource, the resource of the people.
They have a word for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called communism.
That's correct. And that's exactly, and people, and I'm talking like this, and people are like, Pastor Lou, you're talking crazy man talk. No, I'm not actually. I'm actually talking about the Bible.
Yes.
Because the Bible talks about that, that you'll neither be able to buy nor sell without the mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bible. Mm-hmm. It's not anything that I'm making up. This is what is coming. And you can quicken it by voting on that end.
Mm-hmm.
Because
on a socialist,
communist side of things, go ahead and let's just quicken it right up and it'll happen very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, you know, I'm not going to be part of it.
Yeah, that's the fallacy of the accelerationists is that they act like, if we just speed all this stuff up, we'll get through it faster.
No, we won't.
No, you won't.
It just lasts longer.
No, you won't.
Then you'll
just get to it sooner, okay? And then because you've enabled them so much, they will have that much more power, and it will be generations before it's fixed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not a good idea.
It won't be.
No, it won't be a good idea, but that's exactly what I'm talking about is what everything is heading towards.
Right.
Yeah, the more you resist it, the shorter it will be.
Let's just talk about toll roads for a second.
Hello.
All right? So you have a toll road. Why do you need a toll road for in Oregon?
Because you have to do maintenance on the roads. Oh, wait.
No, but
right.
Hold on.
Gas tax.
No, it's going to end up, if you end up with a social tax, all right, I mean a social rating.
Social credit
score. Credit rating. And your license comes up, they won't let you through the toll.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You will not be able to travel in interstate because you have spoken against the government, so therefore you're not able to leave.
Mm-hmm.
If you can even get in your electric car to even use it.
Yeah, if your electric car will start.
I mean, in Ireland, to watch TV, you have to put money in a box and you wind it, and it runs on a timer. Mm-hmm. And when it goes ding, you got to add another quarter to it because it's state-run TV.
Yep.
And people go, well, this, you know, that would never happen in America. It's happening right now.
Already. Mm-hmm. We're on the path.
We're already on the path.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody's like, you know, electric. But the truth is that it's not going to sustain.
Unless you go back to nuclear.
No, we can't. We can't go back to nuclear, and we're going to get rid of the dams because... you know, we got to do land appropriation. Mm. We got to give the land back to everything that ever was before.
To the Chinese who were here first.
And you've got to kill all of that.
That's their propaganda.
No, you got to destroy it all.
Yeah.
Out on the coast, we'll have little bobbing windmills out there because that's not going to hurt the migration of the fish or birds at
or
all.
Or whales, or
anything that's in there that has to use the waterways.
Yeah.
And then they're going to find, oh, man, we have destroyed the migration of the whales, of the sperm whale.
Yeah, what already...
The spotted sperm whale.
What already happened with already happened with the dams that were destroyed and then the salmon population decimated.
Yeah.
Instantly. The Klamath dams, they took one dam out fully. Destroyed the river, heavy metal poisoning... you can't get any water out of it because of this toxins that are in the water that's there now. All right. And they're like, oh, it'll be better in a couple months. All right. It's not better.
It's going to be
spring runoff time right now. Mm-hmm. And the water is as bad as it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And it will be years, if not decades, before that water is drinkable.
Even
with treatment, some sediment or something.
Because there's heavy metals in the sediment.
Well, not only that, I shared this before that people don't know that fish can drown.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
if they don't have oxygen flowing through their gills, and if the water does not produce the oxygen that is necessary, then you kill all of the fish life.
Yes,
the aquatic life in that river. So therefore, it doesn't sustain life.
Yeah,
the river is a dead river right now.
Yeah. And they're going to do that. They want to do it with the Columbia. They want to do it with every river that there is that has a dam on. They want to destroy it.
If they do that with like Detroit, okay, it won't take but like one dam. Mm-hmm. If they do that, take out Detroit River, they will kill the Santee Am and they'll kill the Willamette River, and they will definitely damage the Columbia.
Yeah, the last part of it.
It's just how it is.
Yep. Yeah.
These
are things that we bring up so that you can. Understand and be more informed on how you vote and how you live. Amen.
It's all about voting right now.
This is absolutely it.
And it's not about Trump.
No.
Because Trump is not coming to Oregon. Tina Kotek will still be the governor this time next year. All right. Mm-hmm. And she will still have horrible policies. It would be really nice if there was a Republican legislature to counteract that.
And that's how we change it.
Amen. Yep.
There's got to be a balance of power.
Yep.
Amen.
There has to be balances of power. There has to be difference of opinion.
Yep. Amen. You can't have single party rule for 40 years and expect things to get better, because it won't. It never happens.
And it's not going to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the scale is sliding off the wrong way.
So,
yep.
You know, vote righteously.
Amen. Not vote, self-righteously.
Vote for morality.
Amen.
And don't do this baby thing where you're like, you know, I don't like that person because of the color of their hair.
I'm supporting Selena Coleman for Ward 1 in Salem. She's a registered Democrat. Do the math. Support the right person.
Yeah. Got to go. Love you. Bye.
Love y'all.